Samia Tota and her husband and two daughters live in Ramallah. She and her husband moved there from the U.S. more than a decade ago. The family hasn't been able to leave their house since Friday. Mrs. Tota joins us by telephone. Hello, Mrs. Tota.
Hello.
What's the situation right now? Is there still gunfire in Ramallah?
Yes, actually, there are tanks systematically routing all the streets and neighborhoods, including, you know, the streets around our house. They are also, we just heard four bombs coming out of Israeli tanks in the past hour. The Israeli tanks are also knocking down electricity poles, telephone lines. And I know that from the previous days, other buildings were bombed as well. Even my father called me and said that he saw fire coming out from a building next to their house.
I understand that during much of the past 4 days, Israeli soldiers were staying at your house. Can
yes,
you tell us about
true.
That?
Yes, they actually around 60 Israeli soldiers stayed in our house for two nights.
My 60 husband, Israeli myself, soldiers, I'm sorry?
Yes, there were around 60 of them, Israeli soldiers who stayed in our house. We live in a 2.5-story house in the west part of Ramallah. It's a neighborhood called Batn al-Hawa, where we have our company in upstairs, and our house is in the middle floor, and the bottom floor has my daughter's bedrooms and a small family room. They kept us in the small family room in the basement part of the house, and they took over both stories, where they used it for sleeping and eating and using the bathroom and stuff like this. It was very terrorizing for the girls. They were shaking and crying for the first 2 hours until we were able to comprehend what was happening, actually.
Did they harm you or mistreat you in any way?
No, they did not mistreat us. But it was, they did not try to do anything to us. But it was terrorizing just having them around in the house. And they, of course, we were not allowed to go and use anything in the house without their permission. They had a guard standing on top of the stairs. And whenever I needed to get anything like milk or anything from the kitchen to the daughter, or even our lunch or dinner, you know, any kind of food, I had to ask for permission, and he had to ask for his general for permission, the Israeli soldier that was standing, and get what I needed.
And the soldiers are gone now?
Yes, they left Sunday morning at 5 in the morning.
Are tanks and soldiers still visible from your home today?
Yes, they are.
You can see them out the windows?
Yes, I can see them out the windows. They're always on the corner of the house, and every time the tank moves, the whole house shakes. And even if I'm talking on the phone with you and they move, you probably won't be able to hear my voice.
You've been confined to your home for about 4 days now. How are you getting food?
This is a problem now because we didn't have electricity for 2 days. And usually, here because people did expect this, and there were rumors before they came on Thursday that they might come to Ramallah and probably stay in it for a whole month, the Israeli soldiers. So we tried to prepare ourselves with food and stuff, but one of the problems is that some of the food is spoiled because we didn't have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to manage. We're okay. We kept some canned food. We kept some things that don't need. We did prepare ourselves somehow.
Do you have any hope that this violence can end anytime soon?
The fear that we have now is not just this violence that has been going on for the past 4 days in Ramallah. You know, it's the violence of occupation that is going into its 35th year now. I believe that if occupation of the Palestinian territories is over, that then maybe some peace will come to this area.
The Israelis say they're in Ramallah to rout out terrorists, to stop the suicide bombers. I wonder whether you believe the suicide bombings are justified.
Nobody believes that suicide bombing is just. Nobody believes that killing civilians is just. And as an American, it really hurts me to see that a human life is so unaccounted for, you know, with occupation for the past 35 years, and people are killed every day and humiliated, and you know, this is violence, this is terrorism, you know, this is why, you know, I even want to tell our president, Mr. Bush, you know, for him to really define terrorism. You know, to me, terrorism is every time a human life is being threatened, is being terrorized and humiliated. This is what it is to me.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Tota.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Samia Tota and her husband and two daughters live in Ramallah.